I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Loving Life Podcast, coming from a parent's perspective, where we take a look at the past, the present, and discuss what the future has in store for all of us. Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast.
What are you waiting for?
Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
Oh my gosh.
Just because I look a certain way doesn't mean that I'm not
look
ready.
A certain way? What do you mean? This isn't a fashion show. Nobody can see you right now.
I know, but my hair is just really horrible right now.
Oh my gosh. These are the things we think about when we're getting into the podcast.
Yes.
Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast. She's back.
I'm back.
Wow. It's been what, 2 months?
Oh God. Yeah.
2 months.
Listen.
What is the matter? I should have fired you a long time ago.
Hey, you know what? There are two moneymakers in this family. I need to hold my own.
I tell people every time she's out there making money, she's got things to do.
When you start paying me for this podcast, then I can start making more of a commitment.
I don't get paid for this podcast either.
Oh, you know, but...
I don't get paid for this.
Well, this is part of your show.
This is just something I want.
This is part of your brand. This is all you. I donate my time to you.
All right.
You know, people pay good money to have me sit in their
is that right?
office giving my opinion.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where is this good money? Where are you keeping this good money?
It'll come sooner.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, hey, you got to work for what you want, right?
Yes.
All right. So the podcast today is focusing on our significant others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Selective hearing.
What?
Exactly. It's all about selective hearing and what our significant others, we think they may suffer from. There's actually two kinds of selective hearing. There's one that's medically diagnosed.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
And there's one where your significant other pretty much thinks you have selective hearing. Right? Which is the non-medical diagnoses of said selective hearing.
Okay. I wonder how they what the criteria is.
You have selective hearing with me.
No, I just choose to hear what I want to hear.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I pick and choose what's significant and what I need to act on and stuff that just can remain in the background.
Oh my God. So yes. And it's what I'm saying is that's the non-medical diagnosis, which is what I agree with. And you're saying, yep, I do. And every time I say that, you're like, no, I don't.
No, it is just making a choice of acting on stuff, prioritizing things that need to happen and stuff that's just minutiae. Just, I don't want to get caught up in the minutiae. Just pull out the significant things, and if that matters, I'll handle it. The other stuff is just whatever.
I am not an employee of yours.
Hey, I don't treat anyone like that. I'm just saying, when you tell me something...
You're not providing me my 401k.
I know, but what if you're telling me...
I don't take vacation days from you.
I take them from me. Listen, I take out what I need to... I extract what I need to, and I act upon it.
Yep, you take your vacation days from me. Yep. Where are you going? Going to Palm Springs. Oh, okay. Where are you going? Going to San Diego. What? Deepak Chopra. Oh, okay. I don't do any of that.
That's on you, though. Do I ever stop you if you need to go something for yourself?
I'm not saying.
Okay,
I'm just
so
putting it out there.
Okay, so what's that have to do with what we're talking about?
All right, so here's the whole deal on selective hearing.
Okay.
I didn't hear a word you said. There's actually a medical condition called selective hearing.
Okay.
It's what it's called, where people only hear one specific source of noise and block out everything else. So it's a medical condition. Okay. It's probably not what you think when, you know, when I talk about selective hearing or when we talk about it. You probably think about your significant other's remarkable ability to only hear some of the stuff that you say.
Yep.
Right? That's
yep.
what you're just saying?
Yep.
Inconveniently ignoring the rest.
No, I don't ignore it. I hear it.
Mm.
I'm listening.
Well, 7 out of 10 people say they believe their significant other has that kind of selective hearing.
Okay.
It's not like, you know, dogs can hear this high pitch, but yeah. we can't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It.
Yeah.
I was just talking to you right now. I'm sorry. You didn't hear that part. Right? Men don't hear something that their partner says at least once a day.
Yeah.
Women don't hear something their partner says almost every day.
Yeah.
What?
Probably. No, that's probably true.
I can tell always. I can always tell. And more so now than before, because when you have your glasses on, you're probably not listening to me.
Oh, wow. I better stop. I better get contacts.
I'm telling you, whenever you have your glasses on, you're not listening to me.
That's because my glasses transform me. And I'm hyper-focused when I have my glasses on.
Right. You're hyper-focused into your phone.
In reading.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'll be talking to you and I'll look at it, see you on the phone.
You're the
thinking,
same way, though.
Thinking you're hearing me, but you're texting
you're
somebody.
You're the same way. It's not just texting. It's reading emails. I read my
while
news
I'm talking
on
to
here.
You. While I'm talking to you. Really?
Not always. Don't say okay. that. Especially during, you're the one like during dinner who will.
When?
Like during dinner, you'll pick up your phone sometimes and you won't listen to what me and Sophia are telling you. Yeah, don't just put this on me. It's not just me. What? It's not just, come on now.
I was just talking to you.
Come on now. It's not just me. It goes both ways.
No, because we always have our devices hanging around.
Yeah, but I'm not the only one guilty.
But if we're driving in the car and I'm like I'm having a conversation with you, if you have your glasses on, you're on your phone. Excuse me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I won't do that anymore.
Yeah. No. Just tell me I'm just say something. Hang on a second, honey. I'm answering this email. Or hang on a second, honey. I'm texting this person. And then I'll hold on.
Okay.
But
I can do both.
I mean, the same thing. I mean, it goes for me, too.
Okay.
Right? More than half think that their significant other might have some kind of actual hearing issues. You say that all the time.
Yes, I got congenital hearing loss.
You don't.
Yes, I do. We should prove this and put me
according to whom?
I think I did a hearing test. I can't remember, like years and years ago.
Years and years
it's all
ago.
All those years. It's all those. It's all the years going to these concerts and
going to these concerts and things are so loud. Why? Why can I hear? I'm so hypersensitive in hearing things, and I've been wearing headphones for years.
I don't know, 'cause you have good ear. You have good hearing, but I think it's also. I don't have any problems. I could hear my kids cry a mile away.
Sure.
I can.
That's like the dog whistle.
Yeah, well, it's a mother thing. It's something innate. But maybe
I'll agree with that. I agree with that.
Okay.
I mean, I can sense that.
I do think I have. I believe I have some kind of congenital hearing.
Like
loss.
The little kid who lost her shit yesterday at dinner. had Grimaldi's. Oh my God.
Mama spanked him.
That's what I heard. Yeah. I heard that spank from around the corner. That kid. Oh my gosh.
I have to give the mom credit.
She sat out there,
yep.
And when all that happened, though, and we're digressing here, but when all that happened, she was down at her level.
Yeah.
She wasn't, like, standing up over top of her. She was down at her level and saying, you going to stop?
Yeah.
You going to stop? And let her do her thing? Oh, she was.
She probably, too, in the restaurant, had the selective listening, too, because you kind of let your kids go on and do what they need to do. But then when they get out of hand and it starts disturbing the other tables and she starts whining, she probably said, okay, I got to get up.
Well, then we later found out that they were part of this big birthday party, probably for, like, an older sister, right?
Yeah.
And the funny thing about the birthday party is, and we were talking about this at the table, where they had this big birthday cake.
Yeah.
And it was an awesome looking cake. Yeah. It had like big marshmallows.
Like a Candyland cake.
Yeah, it was really super cool. You know, her mom went above and beyond and got this awesome cake. And And then I was teasing. I'm like, you think if I walked over with my plate and asked for a piece of cake?
Just stand in line with the rest of the
kids. Well, we would do that, right?
Yeah. Actually, we usually leave the cake and the staff will eat it afterwards.
Well, we used to take the cake back if there was a good portion.
Oh, that was a good chunk. Half of it was
Well,
left.
Yeah. Well, if you're throwing down some serious bucks, you're like, yeah, we're going to eat this bugger at home.
They probably didn't have any space left in their fridge like we do.
That was funny. Oh, my gosh. She was fine, though, once she got the cake in her face.
Yeah.
All right. So it's all about selective hearing.
Yep.
So I hear you.
Okay. I hear you.
Always.
Too. I'll be a little more well, conscious.
No, I mean, it doesn't bother me. I make fun of it because it is what it is. I mean, some people take it personally. I don't take it personally.
No, but I could tell, even if you're watching TV.
Yeah.
You don't hear what I'm talking to you about.
Right.
Okay, so I will wait. Or even Sophia or Mia will look at me and go,
"But say I was watching the football game and you came in and started having a conversation with me. I said, honey, can we wait till we get to halftime? Would you take offense to that or would you be like, okay, cool?
No, I just don't even approach you. I just because I know. I just know. I don't even approach you because I know. I'll wait till the commercial to say something.
All right.
So that's just, I don't know. I don't consciously think about that.
Speaking of hearing, what the hell were you doing the other night?
What?
I was sleeping and you were sitting on the edge of the bed.
Oh,
it was Tuesday night. Let me see if I can predict what you were doing because I couldn't tell.
Okay.
All I could hear was every probably 20 seconds. You were dropping marbles or something on your bedside table.
I was rearranging my Buddhas.
Your Buddhas, right.
Yeah, because I
and
wanted
you were drinking something.
Yes, I was drinking a hot hot honey milk latte to help me go to sleep.
I was so hypersensitive hearing it, and then I was wide awake, and I finally got up and went to the front room.
It wasn't on purpose. I was wide awake and I thought maybe rearranging my nightstand at
and
that time of
and
night.
dropping stuff
I
every
didn't
20
do that on
seconds.
You act like I did that on purpose. Oh my God. Plus it was 9 o'clock at night. It was still early.
And everything was off and you saw me sleeping there.
Oh my God. I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh my
I came
God.
Back with the intent of going to sleep with my hot latte and honey. And then I decided, you know what? My nightstand looks like it could be rearranged. And
sure.
So
I'm going to move all this shit around and make noise. You were dropping something consistently every 20 seconds.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I was listening to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I apologize. But I don't know what to tell you. If that's your only complaint about me, then you know what?
God, I love you.
What did you want me to do? Wait till you were gone to rearrange my nightstand?
Till the next day. I'm sleeping. It's like, my goodness. It's bad enough that it's you know, it is what it is because of the way the room is designed and everything, that there's no door and you got the light, but we've put a curtain up there and you're good. You pull a curtain and all that kind of stuff. But like, I'm falling asleep when you're, I don't know, plucking your face or doing whatever it is.
Pluck my face.
Well, I don't. Without getting into specifics, I have no idea what the hell you're
my
doing
eyebrows.
For an hour and a half.
Eyebrows
in the bathroom.
You know what? It's a process because not only am I plucking my eyebrows, I do my teeth whitening. I do my water pick. I floss really well.
Yeah.
I'm
falling asleep. Everything's dark, and you come in, and you're like, oh, you know what? I think I'll reorganize my freaking table next to the bed and make, just drop that. All right, that was kind of loud.
The dogs didn't mind. They were fast asleep.
These are the things you get to look forward to in marriage coming up on 25 years.
After 25 years, if that's your only complaint, then that's nothing.
It's just funny. I think they're funny stories.
I know. They are funny stories.
All right. That's going to wrap up the Loving Life podcast for today. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me back.
I miss this dialogue. This is like therapy with each other, and it's better than paying somebody else to just nod their head
true.
And go, oh, you got issues.
Yeah, that's true. true. But our issues are nothing. Good issues. Yeah, compared to other people's issues.
Jeez. And somebody would get divorced over that stuff.
Yeah, true.
That's stupid. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Loving Life podcast. Again, it comes out every week, and hopefully every week we'll have Sandra on the podcast.
I'll try.
Stab, 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 stab.
I'll try.
That's like shank, 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 shank.
Yeah.
All right. Make sure you check it out on iTunes. It's also on the radio.com app and anywhere that you get your social media / podcast audio. You can check it out there, and we'll do it again next week. Thanks for listening to the Loving Life podcast. Love you guys.
To win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.